MicroTik router. Yeah, evening. I don't know if that was IPU. Is that IPU that just called me? MHGG.
MHSGG. G0ST, get Golf 0, Sierra, Tango, Kilo. It's Alan in Harrogate, over.
Okay, yeah. Evening to you, yeah. Name's Steve, I'm in Chatham in Kent. Someone just keyed up me repeater, actually. I don't know who it was, but yeah, evening to the person that keyed up my repeater. MHSGG.
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, I don't know anything about that, but, yeah, trust you well. I think if you cast your mind back, I was going to contact my friend with the programming the repeater for your friend, but he's not heard anything, so, and he'll be away on holiday now for a lot of weeks anyway, but yeah, so that was the result from that one. G0STK.
Okay, yeah, he contacted me the other day. He's down this way at the moment. He's in Maidstone. Yeah, no, I'll catch up with him on that. Yeah, no, that's fine. Thanks for doing that anyway. Yeah, I've just ordered a couple of things to try and upgrade the network a little bit. Got no access on the way, and a new commercial router, so which is 19-inch rack mount, so yeah, can't be bad. Yeah, I've got to start buying stuff for the car to get my car repaired. Some bits and pieces need doing on that, so got some parts, just need a tensioner, and then put some money away for getting things repaired. So yeah, joys of motors, mate. Yeah, maybe you might contact him in a bit, you never know. MHGG.
Yeah, okay, Steve, yeah. Well, don't worry about it. It'll either work out or it won't. Yeah, I know the feeling on the car side. I need to get some bits and pieces done on mine, which I always used to do myself, and it pains me to have to go to a garage when, you know, I've spent years in the motor trade and done it all myself. And then you know, find myself just in a flat and no garage and nothing like that, no driveway. You know, so I have to go to, I'm at the garage's mercy, you know, so it's not good because it someone empties your wallet, doesn't it, Steve, over?
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, fair play. Citroen Saxo, yeah. Yeah, well, the wife's talking about getting another car, so what I might do is take this one off the road, and then transfer the insurance over, sawing it, and then just get parts done when I've got the money, and then that way I've got got a spare one. But yeah, all good in the hood. Yeah, Emma. It might be an idea. Okay. Sorry, transfer the insurance over. And
Yeah, okay, I don't know if you passed it over or whether you dropped out there, but yeah, it's you buy another car and then you have to start again with any faults or things you find. Sometimes better sticking with what you've got. Unless it's getting past its sell by date, then it's time to go or like you say, buy another car and do that one up. G0STK.
Yeah, well, she's going to try and get a test done. That way it takes the MCs off me. I'll work my arse off and, yeah. Spend so much money on bloody cars. But, what? Oh, dear. At least I've got a work van, I suppose. So, yeah, it's better than nothing. That's you.
Yeah, unfortunately nowadays we can't seem to do without them, can we? One of these days I'll be packing in driving. I've got to 74, but I'm still quite active and still a good driver. I've done a lot of driving certificates, especially on motorbikes. I've done quite a lot of driving, riding with the police and stuff like that, and teaching other riders, you know, to keep safe and stuff like that. But eventually it has to come to an end, like everything else. But at the moment, I'm okay. I've got my wits about me. I can drive all right. But like I say, I was in the motor trade, and it's, you know, anything you want doing, you just go and order your parts, get them at trade, bring the car into garage and put it on lift and do whatever you want to do. You know, your time doesn't get paid for it, but now you pay for ridiculous amounts of labour, don't you, in garages. I don't know. I suppose I've got to keep a roof over the head, and everything's expensive, and all the VAT and all that sort of stuff. It's, yeah, it's not good. But anyway, we keep going. We manage it. But like I say, you need to have a car to get about with these days. G0STK.
Yeah, tell me about it. Well, I've been quoted £200 for two anti-roll bar links, the anti-roll bar bushes, in the bushes, accessory belt, tensioner, and that's it, £200. Do you reckon that's good? They reckon 2 hours to do all that year.
Yeah, from G0STK, yeah. I suppose that's about right, really, by the time you've totted up all the bits. Yeah, I'm just trying to work it out in my head what it used to be. I would think, yeah, there's probably 50, 60 quid of parts and the labour, 2 hours labour, whatever it is, what they're charging now, 50 quid. So, yeah, it's probably about right, I guess. But, yeah, that's it. Unless you go to a smaller garage, you know, not a back street garage, but, you know, one-man band. Might get it a bit cheaper, so unless that's where you've been, Steve, over.
It's one round the corner from here. No, that's just labour, mate. I've brought the parts myself. I've spent 60 quid on parts. I've just got to get a tensioner for the accessory belt. And then the next thing that needs doing is the need to get a 4-piece clutch, get the clutch done. And then gonna need the cam belt doing as soon as it hits 200k. So yeah, it's full death max. So in theory, yes, max is the same chassis as a Cougar. Same engine, Duratec. So it's the newer Duratec. The older Duratec engines as I had in my Mondeo, they were susceptible for injectors going. But I think this is a recon engine in it. It looks pretty much looks newer than what the car is, back to you.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, well, I wasn't far off with the parts. Yeah, two hours labour at £200. Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. But yeah, I'm not really in the trade so now, so I'm not up to date with what the charge. But yeah, oh well, yeah, well, good luck with that one. Yeah, well, I need my EGR valve doing something with it, whether it's a clean-out job or a replacement, but at the moment I've got the engine light on and the code reads the EGR valve. Because I'm a bit of a steady driver, but, you know, if you drive a diesel, they need to be working, otherwise they just clog up, and that's my problem, because I don't do big mileage nowadays. So, you know, I'll go up to my partner's place in Leeds Bradford Airport, and it's only about 12-15 mile up there, you know, and it's in the slow moving traffic a lot of the time, so they don't get a good belt, you know. So that's one thing to be looked at, and then I need some tyres. So they're not cheap either, are they, Steve, over?
No, I need one tyre. I need one on the driver's side. But I'll get that next month. I'll just spend £60 on network stuff. So yeah, I'm not buying any more radio stuff. So I'm going to take the opportunity to get the car done. So yeah. All good as you could. Yeah, alright mate, well, I'm going to shoot because I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to go sleep. And, yeah. But yeah, nice to talk to you again. And I'll speak to you again soon, mate. Have a nice evening. Yeah, mate, it's GG.
Yeah, okay, Steve. Well, yeah, thanks for the chat. I'll be on a bit later. If Matt or anybody comes on, might just have a quick chat and then I'll be gone. Cheers now, Steve. Get your head down and get out there tomorrow and earn some more money. See you later. G0STK.
Roger, mate. Have a good one. Thanks for that. Speak to you soon. Mate, it's GG.
Three.